We're talking with Mike Schulte, Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Mike, busy day here in north central Oklahoma. This morning you had a chance, obviously, to see what's going on with the varieties there at the Oklahoma Wheat Field Day, and you've seen some of the others, Alva and some others as well. What's the wheat crop looking north of I-40 looking like right now?
Well, so we're wrapping up our third week into variety trials. We are in northwest Oklahoma. We will finalize the trials for the most part, except for the Panhandle next week. And, it just depends on really the location of where you are and where producers got rain and where they didn't in timely manners. And so the Lahoma Research Station, they managed to get rain at the right times during the month of March and April. And so those plots look really favorable, and there's an area out there where the wheat looks really well. You get further west of there in places and northwest of there, they didn't get those rains, and it's extremely dry, and things look really not so great. And so just making assessments across the state overall, there's also some areas maybe in south central Oklahoma that look decent in central Oklahoma. But if you really get west of Kingfisher County and Major County and Garfield County, and you start getting into like Alfalfa County, Woods County, and then on out into the Panhandle regions, and then in far southwest Oklahoma down in Altus and some of those counties, things look really, really, really pretty desperate right now. I just don't think we're going to harvest much of a crop in those locations.
Right. Of course, the latest number, 60 million bushels for the state from USDA as of May 1, that really does reflect a dismal overall picture.
It does. So USDA has us at 60 million bushels this week. Oklahoma Grain and Feed last week on their estimate had us at 57 million bushels. I think we're probably more in line with the Oklahoma Grain and Feed estimate. And I think as we continue down this road of having 105 degree temperature days in southwest Oklahoma and temperatures in the mid-90s in central and northwest Oklahoma, we're not getting the grain fill that we need for that crop out there. We're not getting the cloud cover right now, and so things are going to move along fast, I think, in the ripening stage, and that's really probably not what we wanted with all the stress that the crop had now at this point in time due to the drought situation. So, the rain has helped us. We're going to harvest something, but I think the concern is we're going to have the test weights that we want, and I think that there's going to be some quality concerns moving into this before we all get it into the bin.
Right.